Well, Niles, let's start by, I just want to ask you how the transition's gone here, moving from the South up here to the North and being a part of the Gopher program now.
Well, I know the first thing for me was just getting here and getting into this cold weather. I think that was a big shock to me. I'm not used to seeing that much snow and being in negative 15 degree weather. But other than that, the transition's been great. Coach Woods helped me, Coach Flex, everybody in the staff, players have accepted me, helped me through this process, and knowing that it's not an easy process, especially when you're coming from a different college and being there for a while. So they've definitely helped me there, and they've helped get me acclimated, and I really appreciate it.
What's camp been like for you now with your new teammates?
I feel like it's really better than the spring because I feel like I've been an assistant for a while now. I've learned the plays. I know what to expect. I've gotten used to the practice style, Coach Flex, coaching style, and just getting used to the tempo and speed and everything. And I feel like it's been really good, like actually feeling comfortable where my feet are.
What can you bring from a program like Clemson that's had so much success and try to maybe, instill some of that culture into this culture?
I feel like just bringing like the competitive edge that's that every coach player wants to have, a coach wants from their players. I feel like also just like the leadership role and what to expect from the players. Like, I know Clemson's best is a standard. And here Coach Flex says change your best every day, which is they go hand in hand because you want to change your best. If you had a good day, add on to it, make it consistent, do something better. You can just get 1% better every day. And I feel like that's something we bring.
So you see some similarities in the messages and the way the programs are run, you think?
Oh, yes, sir. Coach Flex and Coach Smith, they are very, very, very competitive guys, but they want to push their players. They don't want you to get complacent and get like, just be happy where your feet are and get fat and happy. They want you to get better, be hungry each and every day and strive to get better.
What kind of impact can you have here when the games start and the football starts flying?
I feel like my impact, just being an older guy, more experienced guy, play a lot of games. I feel like just bringing the young guys with me, or even the guys that have been here for a while, just bringing my point of view and helping them the best way I can to help them. Like, maybe there's some things I can teach them, they can teach me, and we can just trade off techniques and we just get better that way. So I feel like it's also just adding on to everybody's game, really. I feel like that's what I can bring.
When fans watch you play, what kind of player will they see?
They're just going to see a guy that loves the game. I like to say, a joke around, be like an old head, but very experienced guy that loves to play, loves his teammates, love to play the game, play for the team, and treat him like I've been here since a freshman, just love the team and the passion.
Would you say you're a better run stuffer than a pass rusher, or vice versa, or you feel you're pretty versatile in that stuff?
I feel I'm pretty versatile because I just feel like I'm experienced in both. I know I've learned techniques from each of the guys I played under when I was younger as a guy, and then as I've gotten older, I've added on to it. So I feel like I've become very versatile and balanced at both.
Your hometown is at Beaufort, South Carolina. Tell us about your hometown and your upbringing and how that kind of helped shape who you are.
I come from Beaufort, South Carolina. It's kind of like a small military town. A lot of people in and out. I lived in a small military neighborhood, but it's very close. Everybody knows everybody, I feel like. Especially my dad. Everybody knew who my dad was. But I feel like that just helped me with the building relationships, knowing that. And it kind of gave me a feeling of like anybody knows anybody. So if you treat somebody a certain way, they get passed along. So you should treat everybody right. I feel like that's a big thing to me. I feel like you should care about everybody. Also, just like I'm a small country boy, I like to be to myself. It's not that I don't like being around people. It's just sometimes that's what I'm used to, being out in the country. So I feel like that's a big thing to me.
Well, it's been fun getting to know you. We'll look forward to chatting with you down the road. And I can't wait for that Thursday night Ohio State-Minnesota game.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time.